Okay, here we are again, everybody. Happy Monday. Today is December 8th, and we're in the year of 2014. This year is in some other year, but we're here at 2014, December 8th. Let's do a clearing here for situations, normally it's emotional stuff that you've dealt with. And it could be happening or happened recently, happening right now, or in the past. Or this energy stays with you, like an old musty coat. So here we go. I'll think of a situation, and we'll clear that. Count to five. One, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. Now let's bring up the light beam. So first bring up the light beam, which would be male. Here we go. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Now we'll do the non-gender. One, two, three, four, and five. And next we're going to do the other light beam, which would be female. So one, two, three, four, and five. Okay, we'll see if our co-host is on tonight, and I hope she's there. So, Ann, are you there?
I am, Ron. Hello, and hello, everyone. Welcome to the show today. So excited. We have so many questions. Thank you, everyone, for all your participation. We really appreciate it. If you're a new listener, it's creationlightship.com is Ron's website, where there are many free healings and a lot of information about Ron and Creation Lightship. And so we'll go right into the emails and stuff, Ron, unless you want to talk about something first.
No, let's just hit it with clearings, and maybe we can do a half a dozen or so clearings tonight.
Great. Well, we would love that. Okay, well, the very first email is a request, so we could start off right away doing a clearing. It's a sample of the grief clearing, if we could do that, Ron.
Okay, the good grief clearing. Here we go. So one, two, three, four. Remember, you got to think of something. Think of something, everybody. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, Ann, back to you.
Okay, thank you, Ron. And we have an email thanking you, Ron. Thank you for clearing us on Saturday night of shock. I fell asleep shortly after you did that clearing, even through the trip to the light ship. But I know that I went to the light ship. I then slept so well and felt completely like a new person the next morning. So thank you very much. And that same person is asking, could we have a quick clearing of our cars? I'm
our
sure a
cars,
lot of people
huh?
would enjoy that, yeah. Like maybe our cars have some Scoobies, as you call them.
Okay, well.
If we keep our cars in mind.
Yeah, so we'll do your car seat. So okay. Here we go. This is where you sit naturally when you drive your car, unless you're a rider. Maybe it hooks you up some way on your car seat. Well, here we go. Releasing the energy. Stronger, stronger, stronger. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Oh, back to you.
Okay, Ron, thank you. I look forward to getting in the car then and seeing how it feels when I sit down. Okay, we have an email about the psychic billboard clearing. And this is a wonderful clearing Ron offers on the website. It's for 1 month. I believe it's $20 for the month. And a listener has written in, though, she's been using the psychic billboard since November 11th, and there have been no changes. What am I doing wrong? And I just think it's such a terrific clearing that this would be a good thing to discuss, and maybe some listeners have some suggestions for this person as well.
Okay, so the person's doing the clearing and nothing's happening. Is that
correct? I guess she's not feeling changes in her life.
Wow. Well, let's see. So what would you do in that case? First thing I would ask if you had your emotional clearing. So I'm assuming you've had that. Just say that's what you've already done. Next thing is I'd probably look at the spell clearing, curses, hexes, spells, or dark side practitioner, doing something on your billboard that you know nothing about, preventing you from having that work for you. I would suggest doing. And are you using the billboard in this current moment, okay? Going in there thinking of a bunch of thoughts that are in the past or in the future, which is putting you there on those timelines, making your psychic billboard ineffective because you're projecting those thoughts that's not in the now on the billboard. Well, that could work great if you're clearing something away from you that happened. But basically, you want to be in the now. Now, let's see, what else can we look at here? Why wouldn't that work? Let's see. Why is the aliens affecting you? Because there's a spot that you put on there to get the aliens cleared away. It just feels like a spell-type clearing. So you're dealing with something else that's preventing that clearing from working, as it's so strong. So just think if you have anybody that's doing something for you. Now, also, what are you asking for, okay? Look at that. Are you asking for something that is completely outside of your reality, okay? So, you know, like everybody listening, you could probably say, yeah, I'll use that billboard. I'll put on there, I want $1 million in 10 days, okay? And you're working with it and seeing where some of your lacks are, well, how's it going to come to you, okay? Maybe it's completely out of your realm of consciousness. I won't say it's lack of deservability. I'll just say it's out of your realm of experiences and you're asking for something that you cannot hold the energy on. You have to become your reality. Have you become that reality yet? So asking for something and trying to program something out there in the mind matrix, which is what you're using. Remember, that clearing works with the dark side energies to change your life. Everything exists out there. Maybe your natal chart is not active enough. That's not, and you have restraints put on you, or maybe you're being a slave, and you're trying to get yourself to be a king, and that's not ever going to happen because your natal chart does not have that in there for you. Haven't cleared it. Well, I would just see baggage, kind of baggage you're dealing with, but it almost feels like the curse is clearing. So that's kind of what I would think could possibly help you. So back to you, Ann.
Thank you, Ron. And I would just add, because I have had a lot of success using that, and I know other people who have as well, that it could be also things on there, you know, that it's not focused on, you know, the key things. And I think
that's, you know, you don't want to put 100 things in there.
Right.
One is right to the point. That's how everything works. So, you know, if you have more than 6 words there, 10 words maximum probably, you're trying to do a storyline, you know. Remember, the storylines will not bring you anything. What you want is the facts. So what are you putting on there? Well, it'll keep it simple, stupid thing, you know, system, you know, and put in there what you want to change in your life. So, do you want money? So you put down, you know, I need money. Don't say you want to get $1 million, because that may automatically up with your natal chart and say, oh, it's getting away too far. Forget that. It's not going to work. Our alien programs do not have you connected to $1 million because you're not one of the alien brothers in the alien brotherhood. No, get that, you know. So you need to do baby steps. That's what I tell people. Put something on there that's conceivable for you. Oh, and that's the way it works. And then from there, see how it's responding. So you may be asking for too much. Oh, and you have to become that reality. Oh, you You have to become what you want to have so it can resonate with you. So back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron, thanks. The same listener wrote in that she's also doing the self-empowerment clearing, which is another clearing that I love, and I love that. And I think they're feeling like a little overwhelmed, like where do I start? And I understand that because there are a lot of choices of things that you can do in there. But as you go through that list and clear everything on it, plus any, you know, I think Ron has said in the past, Ron, you correct me if I'm wrong, that just go through the list and see kind of quickly of everything that's on that list of things that could be blocking your self-empowerment, right? And then see how you start to feel.
Well, if you haven't done the self-empowerment clearing, if the billboard's not working, then, you know, that self-empowerment clearing may be what you wish to do before you even do the billboard again, you know?
Right.
Get back for one and, you know, do that empowerment clearing, self-empowerment. How you're relating to it. Maybe asking for something. Remember, people have to bring you what you're asking for. Well, that's the way it works. So you need to connect with the energy of people also. Self-empowerment one is very good because it can help to eliminate some blockages that you have in your way, which you know nothing about. Get those cleaned out. That clearing is a Band-Aid. A Band-Aid clearing that can help you. The whole lifetime ones go very, very deep and clear stuff out so you don't have it anymore. But for somebody who's trying to, upstream a little bit, that self-empowerment clearing can help you. It won't give you the scuba gear and the fins and everything else, even a boat up the road, up the river. It'll just give you enough so that you can float with a life preserver to get yourself jump-started. That's what it's for. So back to you, Ann.
Thank you, Ron. Now, I don't have the self-empowerment clearing opened right now. I'm working from memory, but I thought maybe we could do a sample or two from there. One I know is self-sabotage. Could we have a sample of the self-sabotage?
Okay, well, you need to think of something that you're doing to sabotage yourself. So think of that right now, and I'll release it. I had a big yawn there. Wow. Here we go. One, two, three, four, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Maybe, I don't know. What would be a good self-sabotage? So, since it's the end of the year and we talk about money, let's just say that you went out on Black Friday, right, and you bought a whole bunch of stuff. You know, put it on your credit card, and maybe let's just say you spent $1,000, okay? And you bought gifts for 10 people. And lo and behold, you went to work today, and they said, you know, we don't like the way you look. You know, you kind of look funny. You know, you're not producing at your job. We hired somebody that's 25 years younger than you, and so you're going to be laid off, you know, after Christmas. And so right away, you're looking, And so did you sabotage yourself by buying somebody a whole lot of gifts that you could not afford? Well, you can always take them back, maybe, if that's the case. But that's a good way that you could get sabotaged. The dark side would probably love to do that to you because you probably felt pretty good buying those gifts, unless you were in guilt mode, from last year. So that's one way you could become sabotaged. And you did it yourself because you bought something outside of your means, you see. And then it came around to kind of bite you in the butt. So look at that. I'll do that in case that happened to somebody. Here we go. Or something similar. So, or maybe, you know, you have a job and you twisted your ankle now and you're losing 2 weeks of work. And that was the money that you were going to be using to pay for the gifts. So, things like that can happen, too. So here we go. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, so let's do a clearing for, let's do an anger clearing. Maybe I pushed some buttons there. Maybe it happened to you last year or something. Here we go. So, anger. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay. Are you there, Ann?
Yes, I'm back. I'm sorry, Ron. Don't know what happened there. Little technical difficulties, but they're gone now. Can you hear me all right?
Yep, go ahead. You're on.
Great. So thank you. You were doing the self-sabotage clearing, I think, while I was off. And I just wanted to add for the listener, another listener suggests the woman that is doing the billboard and the self-empowerment suggested doing the anxiety clearing and put in for, if you do the curses, hexes, and spells, Mother Witch. That sounds horrible. And that brought me to a thought, Ron, could we have a sample of the, you know, maybe someone that put a hex or a curse on us, clearing of that?
Well, it gets to be complicated, okay? I can clear it off. But what if they find that I took some of that away from you and you're not doing the clearing yourself and they hit you harder? So I don't think I'd want to do that. I'm not going to do that this time.
Okay.
But I won't do that clearing because the energies could, come back on you a little bit. It'll be cleared instantly. But if for some reason somebody's monitoring you every other day and somehow not doing a clearing to keep the stuff warded off of you, it may not be too good. So back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron, thank you so much. All right, so I hope that, well, first of all, I hope that that person was listening to us today, and I hope that she starts to feel, a lot better from those two clearings and gets a lot out of doing the curses, hexes, and spells. Okay, another question, Ron, moving along. What is a good clearing for physical damage to the body?
Well, I would do the body jumpstart clearing. And we got that special intensive, getting rid of aliens and things. That's starting this weekend here, getting rid of those critters that are inside of you. And then we also have our special one that we're doing on the 22nd. So these are all related to your physical body. From there, if you're dealing with stuff, you want to get rid of, let's say you have pain, you want to do entities first. Well, naturally, that's after your whole lifetime emotional clearing. Otherwise, not going to be very effective. It will work, but they're only doing this to you because you have emotional stuff. So kind of like, if you had something on you that attracted wasps, okay? And you're walking out where the wasps live, and you got this special stuff on you, makes wasps come to you, and you think, well, I could get rid of a couple of these, by doing a clearing, but until you clean off yourself to get rid of the wasps, and they're biting you each time they come, you want to get rid of the cause of your problems. That's why you want to do emotional clearing. And from there, most people may need something else, typically, a fear, anger clearing maybe. If your body's having troubles, you have death barcodes on it. You have to look at your life and see, what your theme is. What do you resonate to? What do you look at all the time when you go to a newspaper or do a TV program? Do you want to get excited when you see a car accident? Hopefully not, but some people would look for that stuff, or whatever. So what are you dealing with? What is trying to leave you that you keep drawing to yourself? what sandbox are you playing in? Playing in the misery sandbox, pain sandbox, you know, the anger sandbox. You want to get out of that. That's why we have clearings to release you from the slavery of these situations that the aliens put you into, which is your life theme. Well, your mission statement is, you know, when you probably came here, is one thing what you thought you were doing, but underneath that, what's in your natal chart and all your problems. That's what you want to get rid of now as you get older, is what have I experienced in my life that I don't like, that I'm still regurgitating over and over and over again. So that's why you want to do clearing. And that's the only reason. Now, if you don't want to change and have a better life, then, you know, you're where you are and you're going to keep recycling. The old saying, history repeats itself, is true. Don't change the reality of consciousness and to keep recycling it over and over and over again. That's why we have clearing, so you can get a new lease on life. And hence that's what Jesus basically sort of said in a way, and all the Christians say, you've got to be reborn again of the Spirit. Well, that's what these clearings do to you. You're reborn again, able to hold a different consciousness and not have stuff coming to you with the law of cause and effect over and over and over again. So that's why we have the website the way it is. It just clears you out of stuff. Just to go back into your old stuff, that's perfectly fine. The light doesn't judge you. But at least you got to get a chance to get out of where you are. And, you know, if you're, like I said, if you're making too much money and you open your closet door and your front door and, you know, $100 bills fall on top of you and you're getting tired of having them come to you, then you can change that, you know? So the whole thing is, where are you, you know? What are you doing with your life? And, oh, are you looking outside of yourself to have something outside of you fix you? That's kind of one of the big ones that a lot of people have, is kind of waiting for something to maybe come help you out. Kind of like the old days of, you know, a gold miner, the waiting to strike it rich, you know? Digging and digging, and some do. But, you know, we don't have that where you can go out typically and do that easily now. But you have to use your own spirit energy to get yourself out of the trenches so that you can become self-empowered to use light to help you. Otherwise, you know, the darkness will give you the law of cause and effect. And like they say, you know, that old saying, the Lord taketh, the Lord, you know, Lord giveth, the Lord can take it away. So whatever that would be. Oh, so that's where the dark side works. It'll give it to you and take it away. What a way to have heartache. So back to you.
Right. Okay, Ron, thank you so much. And I couldn't help but think while you were talking about, you know, people still using the law of attraction and actually harming themselves, people meditating, praying, calling, thinking they're calling on a God and Jesus, and but really they're just sabotaging their own healing and their own health. And I wanted to talk about December 22nd, you mentioned that, because the person asked about body issues, and on that date, you're going to be giving us a wonderful conference of organ rejuvenation. So mark that on your calendars, everyone. And you can, it's $50, and you can pay for that on Ron's website, creationlightship.com, or on the fast chat page of BBS Radio. And it's, you pay the $50 and then send your receipt to CLS Questions, and we will send you the phone number and PIN. And we've already gotten quite a few people signed up, Ron, and we don't have the PIN number yet from the phone company or whatever that gives them out. So as soon as we have that, we'll be sending them out to the people that have paid already. And I know I am really looking forward to that. Do you want to talk more about that today, Ron? Or?
Yeah, it's going to be a great call. All healing calls are great. So this one here will be different, a little different focus. So kind of hard to describe and explain, but it'll just be body organ healing. So that's what we're dealing with. Oh, it'll be internal organs, which you can't see.
Right.
Basically it. Back to you, Ann.
Okay. Thank you, Ron. Okay, we had a request well, this listener has a pain in a particular part of their body, but I'm sure that many people listening, well, I hope not, actually. I don't know why I said it that way. If anyone has pain, perhaps we could have a sample of the pain clearing, Ron?
Okay, here we go. Pain energy. So how effective this is. Normally you have to do entities. Oh, but we'll do the pain one to see what happens. So here we go. Releasing pain. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And, boy. I guess that's it there. That's all that I can kind of see. I don't think it did a whole lot, but it did work. So, you know, I don't know how effective it is. There's a lot of entities still there. So, back to you.
Yeah, unfortunately, entities and aliens get attracted to our pain. Isn't that right, Ron?
Yep, that's correct.
Okay. Okay, here's something that happened to a listener. They were outside, and something grabbed their hand and then their head. And he doesn't know what it was, whether that was an alien or a ghost. And can you clear that from this listener?
Yeah, I'm just seeing if it's still there. It's not like it left. I think it's, I don't see any energies there left there myself. But if somehow you're picking up something, maybe you got imprinted or tagged with some energy that's invisible. You know, that would be like a tracking device or something. So here we go. Let's release the energies from alien. We'll do emotional bodies, ghosts. So here we go. Alien energy is being released. This will work for everybody else. Oh, something, room or something, felt something touch you. Here we go. So releasing that energy from aliens. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And now we're going to do emotional bodies, which are ghosts. One of your relatives wanting to wish you Merry Christmas. Who knows? So here we go. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Hey, back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron. No, that felt really good. Okay. We'll keep moving on with our questions, Ron. Is it possible to be corded to the energetic vibration of objects from lifetime to lifetime?
Well, yeah, the energy could from an object could cord you. It's genetic cording, okay? So that would be a yes.
Interesting.
That's passed down to you, so still connected into mind energy. Energetic cording is part of mind because people do psychic attacks, and psychic energy, which is your mind energy, is doing the attack, and that's in your DNA. So yes, you could be connected to something, corded to something, you know, from 100 years ago or more. And yes, and so maybe as you go about your daily life and you happen to see something that is very similar to that initial cording, say it happened 100 years ago, and you look at it and now you kind of relate to it. Well, I'm sure many people have to antique stores, you know, and you're walking around and all of a sudden you're kind of drawn to something in there that was maybe, say, in the 1920s or something when it was made or whatever. And we'll just say from 1900 to 1930. And all of a sudden you go, wow, this looks really neat, you know, and you kind of remember even using something like that. And you're kind of drawn to it. Well, you're corded to it because you thought about it. Did you release your thoughts, you know, genetically in that lifetime, you know? No. Remember, you are your ancestors, okay? you're a new listener, just remember that you are your ancestors. So what they experienced is your experience, even though you haven't had it in this lifetime. You may go into a store and you might see something that maybe looks like a buggy whip that was in the 1920s, you know. So, wow, that really looks nice. You look at it and, you know, you don't really know that you own one of those. You could have, but you kind of identify with what it is. And as you look up and down the whip, you can see that, yeah, this, you know automatically that this is authentic because you probably used one. But you're not going to say, oh, yeah, I remember using this. You're just going to say, oh, that looks nice. I'm going to look at it and scrutinize it, and it'll bring back your genetic memory, which may not be your conscious memory that you're using right now. So, yes, everything can be corded. Now, that person who used the buggy whip, you know, I'm sure before they die, they go, well, I'm going to take my energy out of this buggy whip. Now, nobody does that. And so, well, you still are hooked up to it genetically. Oh, that's why when you watch older movies, even the black and white ones, are seeing scenes of maybe the desert. Oh, maybe you're watching like Roy Rogers or something like that, old movies. You relate to it. Or maybe you're watching some World War II movies related to that. And maybe you're born after the war. Maybe you're born, like, say, from the maybe middle 40s on, you know. But yet you do have that energy, and you kind of relate to a scene in the movie, you know, if it was, like, real footage. And you go, wow, you know. That's because, yeah, you were there. One of your ancestors was there. And you were there, too, genetically. So, back to you.
Thank you, Ron. That's so interesting. And this listener goes on to say it could be something like a status symbol or an object associated with the energetic vibration of something primitive and poor. So that made me think also of something like religious icons, you know, like maybe crosses and rosary beads, or maybe culturally, you know, there's some kind of hero or a statue, and that could get passed down energetically, and you could be corded to those things. So I guess you could go by if you have a reaction to something, good or bad, it probably needs to be cleared. And you just recently talked about how we should take our energy back from things before we dispose of them. For instance, wash clothing and that kind of thing. So you said nobody clears, but hopefully all of your listeners are going to clear things before they dispose of them. So thank you for that information, Ron. And this listener is also asking, could this energetic cord get stronger with each lifetime?
Yeah, it could. Yeah, definitely it could. Yeah. So that would be a yes.
Right. Okay, thank you. So I hope that's helpful to a lot of people and that listener. Okay, I'll move on to the next question. What is it like for a deceased person who is in quarantine awaiting ascension? Are they conscious or in a state of suspended animation? And do they have any memory of their life here?
If you're in quarantine, you're being actually deprogrammed. So you're really not going to know too much of what's going on. You're becoming, I mean, more into original blueprint, who you are. So you're not going to have any memory of being here once that's completed. So are you conscious of watching things leave you? Boy, I don't know if you would be or not, okay? And if you were, why, you know, there's really no reason to do that because you'd be hanging on to your past. Might be harder to clear. Kind of put the brakes on it to look at it. I was doing a gentleman with the emotional clearing years and years ago here. He was sitting underneath a tree. And I was working with him, I was probably like 20 feet away doing the clearing. I'd do each year, and then kind of wanted me to stop for a minute or so, so I stopped. after each year. And he says, Ron, you know, I saw everything in that year go before my eyes. He mentioned about seeing his, I guess he had a fire in his garage, and he mentioned about his Corvette garage burning or something. So I think it was probably an older Corvette. I don't know. But anyway, he saw everything. He said, I'm done with it. You know, it's gone. Thank you. You know, I don't mourn that losing my nice Corvette. But everything else, he was just watching them go by. It's like the life review, you know, fast forward of his life going, when I, you know, that's the way it worked. Or relaxed each time I did a year less. But you are actually feeling, if you do that clearing yourself online, body will start to loosen up, holding on to blocked negative energy or discordant energy that's making you suffer, and you're bringing that forward all the time because your body wants to get rid of it. And the only way it knows to get rid of it is to cause you situations and pain from that event, the events. So that's why I say your body will kill itself to get well. It'll bring to you more of the same until it finally, your body finally dies. Body goes, well, I tried to help this person. They just didn't get a clue. That's you, Ann.
Okay, thank you, Ron. And it occurred to me, though, maybe you could explain to the listeners what this person means by quarantine and how quarantine is part of the creation light chip.
Yeah, quarantine is a location outside the light chip where we go to on our 8-hour calls. And if somebody were to die, we'll say, you know, I have a clearing for deceased loved ones. So all of a sudden, found out that somebody died within maybe, 2 days to a couple of weeks, a month at the most, because the dark side will take you within a month to stick you back into a body to clean you off. But quarantine is where the energies go to, where not reborn again in darkness. You're just on like a holding pattern getting cleaned out. It's sort of like a spirit to be like a pre-ascension. Your spirit is contaminated, all of your stuff, out of this lifetime. And that's the reason why your spirit is so disempowered, because you can't do anything when it's full of blockages. So your body passes on those blockages to your spirit. So this is like a pre-ascension, in a sense, a holding place. No ascension time comes. You won't leave that location to be reincarnated in light only when ascension time occurs. So back to you, Ann.
Okay, thank you, Ron. That's very informative, and that's just great for everyone to know that when, and also when you do your 8-hour calls, that's where, you know, our bodies go to be worked on in the quarantine section. Okay, so this same listener has a couple of other questions. How does cremation affect the spirit of a person or animal who has passed?
Well, it's not going to affect the spirit because the spirit is no longer normally in the body. Okay, so the body is useless because it's dead. So the spirit can't interact with the body. Sometimes I'll see the spirit's hovering over like a body of an animal or something because they're trying to get the body to move and it doesn't move. Plus, that spirit's also damaged unless it left the body, you know, before an accident, okay? So the cremation is not going to affect the spirit whatsoever. The spirit's already, like I said, gunked up with all the energy of that lifetime, and it could be outside of the body. Now, the reason why the cremation is, in a sense, better is because the aliens can't come in and steal your body, and steal parts of your body, steal a piece of hair, then recreate you. So the aliens could go through all of the graveyards here on this planet and take whatever, something that has DNA in it, we'll just say a piece of hair. They can create that life form all over again. Kind of like a test tube energy of being, you know, re-engineered. they could have a whole population like we have here on this planet somewhere else. Oh, that gets to be a whole other way of looking at things. So you could be duplicated somewhere else living as they did it to you, created you all over again, and maybe more than once. You can also drop that creation here on this planet, you know, and all of a sudden somebody can say, you know, I saw you, you know, over here, you know, over there, and you didn't say hi to me, and I was pretty upset because I'm your best friend, and you just walked by me. Well, they recreated maybe genetically a part of you from your hair from this lifetime, or they could have taken one of your ancestors too. I'm sure there's people out there who have had maybe one of their grandparents die, and all of a sudden they're walking like in a shopping mall or someplace, and they look, and all of a sudden they get stopped in their tracks. Your heart starts pounding because all of a sudden you see your grandmother that maybe died 10 years ago, and they're 20 feet in front of you. And you go, holy shit, what's this about? You know, well, it's because they were replicated and they came back in. Oh, I'm sure that's happened to everybody. So you look back upon your life, and maybe you saw that person, you know, and they turned the corner, and you ran up to see him, and you got to that corner, and you looked, there's nobody there. You go, wait a minute, what's happening now? I saw my grandmother that died 10 years ago. I turned the corner to see her, to look at her again, and nobody walking there. What happened? No, we don't know that answer. That's you, Ann.
Okay, Ron. Yeah, and one more from the same listener question about ghosts or entities, as you call them. If the emotional body, the ghost body, hasn't been separated or cleared, would that part of the person be aware of the cremation process?
Would the emotional body be aware of the... No, it doesn't. It's disattached from the body. It's another life form.
Okay.
These life forms, if you just look at them, if you were to draw them on a piece of paper, the only thing that you would have, that you would have knowledge of, is you'd have a physical body, and you know that if you armed it or hurt it, you know, it could bleed, you know? But the other bodies would not do that, but they'll look just like you. So the bodies, I do not think that an emotional body would ever wish to go into an anger body or some other body out there. And if the physical body's dead, which is giving it energy, then it needs to find a host that, to keep it going here. But the bodies are all separate. The only difference would be if you were to look at it, like I said, if you could somehow get a magic camera and say, okay, I want to see what the trauma body looks like and the emotional body. They're all going to look the same because they all look like you. And just the densities will be different in each one of them according to how much gunk you have and if you live in that body or not, and experience everything that that body has to offer that got pulled off of your physical body. Remember, it's like a dump station. Let me use the word sewer. It's a garbage dump, okay? And so it's going to have everything of traumatic stuff, negative things, dealing with the law of cause and effect, and some positive in there that you've dealt with. The only reason why it's there is your spirit created it for you so your body wouldn't be killed, the physical body. So just a holding place. And it holds all these negative energies. Now, if you somehow took them all away, you would feel great, which is what we do with the clearings. You don't take the body away, you clean away the densities. Oh, if for some reason those bodies weren't created, you'd probably be dead right now. You'd have all this psychic attack energy coming to you from everybody. All mind energy. That's what the aliens deal with, is mind energy. And then you evoke your emotions, and the body emotes spirit energy out of it when you get afraid. Your spirit gets afraid, and it dumps its energy out. And if it gets too much afraid, then it leaves you. Need your spirit the most, it's gone. And that's the way it works. It doesn't want to deal with that energy. It can't. it'd be destroyed. So back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron, thank you. Thank you for that information. Okay, we're, wow, this show's going by very fast, but we have a question that is a really good one and something that people, other people besides this listener might be dealing with or have dealt with. What kind of clearing should I do if I'm having landlord-tenant issues, disputes, getting work done, et cetera?
Boy. Well, the first thing you want to do if you're having disputes is do an emotional clearing on your landlord. Number one, that's where you start. Get rid of the energies off of him that you're both having this sparring match with, okay? Get rid of the energy so he will not, she will not come after you or energies that they feel maybe is just or right or that they don't want to do. So you want to get on an even playing field. So do the emotional clearing. You do your whole lifetime. Don't go in and just do 1 year. That's not going to do anything. So if you think you can go in and do 1 year because that's what you want to do, because it's only been 1 year since this person is giving you trouble, no, you got to do the whole lifetime. The whole lifetime is where they're living. You want to clear that out of them, do an emotional clearing on them, then see, wait maybe, you know, up to a week, 5 days, 3 days, something like that, and they'll probably be changed, and then you can probably get on a common ground with them. And before, otherwise, they probably see you as a slave, you know. You're their slave, and they're you know, getting money from you, so you got to obey because you're handing them money because they are on a different caste system as you. So you're the peon, and they're the slave owner, and they own their slaves, and they need the slaves to pay the money. So, you know, get that even playing field so that, you know, you can both become, you can move up to their slavery, you know. And so now you're a higher designated slave like they are. And you can probably get on some common ground and deal with your situation. Find out what, and then if that doesn't work, then find out what other issue they have. Oh, and do a clearing on that. Do a whole lifetime clearing on them. Might be thinking right now, I'm not going to spend $300 on my landlord. Well, one way to get rid of it, you know. Normally, landlords are older people, so they may be over 60, you know. You know, I'm looking at the highest price, but that's what can help your situation. Oh, it's everything with confrontation, you know, you want to clear out that person. Your whole lifetime clearing so that they can become more neutral with you and the situation. They may have a big button that they don't like you, you know. They remind them of somebody else, and they're projecting that somebody else onto you. They have that judgment because maybe you have, let's say you have black hair, right, and you have brown hair. They don't like black-haired people, okay? And so automatically, you know, they have that judgment, and whatever you do is not going to affect them. They don't like black-haired people. Or maybe you're taller than they are, you know? And maybe throughout their whole life, you know, they got the short end of the stick, and they always got browbeaten and everything else because they're short. Now that they got some money and they bought their apartment complex, you come in as a tall person. Right away, they got this judgment of you. Oh, this guy's going to try to do something to me. They're bigger, you know? And now I can get even now because I got some money and I bought this apartment and I can charge him and not do repairs because I feel just now from what happened to me when I was 10 years of age. Okay? Well, do that emotional clearing on them. Back to you, Ann.
Okay. Thank you, Ron. Yeah. Excuse me. It's interesting that you brought up slavery because a listener commented earlier for the person that wrote in about the billboard and the self-empowerment that giving up your control to an outside power is self-sabotage, and that's a very good point. And I wonder, Ron, if before we're getting near the end of the show, but would it be possible to do a sample of the slavery clearing, which is a whole life clearing on your website?
Yeah, so what are you a slave to? You know, that's the first thing is, you know, that you got to figure out yourself, okay? So here we go. I know that we're all a slave to food, We have to eat food, so naturally we're a slave to it. You know, that's also air that we breathe. But there may be other situations there and things that you're a slave to. So here we go. So, releasing the energy. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Nope. If that helps. For myself, I got my little cat, and when I go out to feed it, it comes running, and I don't feed it right away, and I'm walking, it'll get up behind me and grab my leg with its front paws, you know, and kind of like do like a bear hug, you know, because it wants to eat. And so, you know, he goes, ah, my slave is running away. I need my slave to give me some food, you know. So I get the clue. So anyway, I don't mind being a slave to my cat. So my choice. So anyway, back to you, Ann.
I guess all of us who have pets were slaves to them, and we don't mind. Okay, the listener that wrote in about their landlord already wrote in. So she says, thank you, thank you. That is definitely his attitude. He is actually a young, rich racist who does not like people standing up to him. So I guess, you know, the fact that he's a little younger, if she can figure out how old he is, that'll really help to do the emotional clearing for him. And someone suggests, maybe a lot of us need this too. Someone said on the fast chat, landlord, it's an interesting word, that maybe that should be cleared on the natal barcode and the alien keyword intercept.
Yeah, and you might even clear that name off of him. That's a pre-clearing, the keyword intercept. Put his name in, clear that off. Maybe he sees that he's a landlord, and everything that landlord means, you know, he's identifying with. Yeah, you clear the energy off that. So he's being downloaded, we'll say, by the aliens for whatever landlord means, and he's following that script perfectly. So it sounds like you need some compassion. So other people might think something a little worse, you know. Anyway, you know, I won't go into that, you know. Could say gently a baseball bat or something, but I can't say that.
Well, okay, she wrote in again, oh, Ron, I love you. I'm sure she means neutrally. You are so on target. He mirrors exactly what you said. He's short and has a complex and hates black people.
Oh, man, so I guess the person is black, and oh, that's too bad. Let's see here.
Yeah.
So what, let's see here. Be very interesting. I'm just kind of going really sideways here. They possibly had in the medical corps of the military, okay, at some point, they probably had maybe black nurses. I don't know if they'd have black doctors. Maybe they weren't given that role back then, maybe in World War II or something. But it might be interesting if you were to find something like that, where it actually, you know, you had it by your front door or something if they come over. He comes over, and he had a picture of that so he could see it, where there's a black person maybe putting, you know, fixing a wound or, you know, dealing with war with a white person. I'm assuming that they're probably, that they're white. That might, you know, I'm going sideways here a lot, but it might make him think a little differently. Anyway, back to you, Ed.
Okay, Ron. Well, we're unfortunately, well, I have a couple of comments. One listener said, run the animal / human animal light infusion process on your landlord, and they'll be in peace. So I guess that's human. I think maybe they mean clone to light, in case he's a clone. Is there a human animal light infusion?
You might see about the, I would probably do the clone. Maybe he got switched out, you know. That's happening to lots of people, you know, especially we're getting close to the 21st of this month, where they'll play you another major abduction of people, making them clone. So maybe he's already been that. So you might do a clone to light. thing. So,
great.
I guess it's time to do the mind to heart drop. So here we go, everybody. So mind to heart drop, dropping down. So hear it to do so. Do this yourself. Very simple to do. Become moment and become peaceful. So dropping down, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, just like an elevator dropping with your thoughts to your heart. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Hey, everybody. So we shall see you later. Blessings. Thank you, Anne. Thank you, listeners. And we'll see you later. Bye.
Bye. Thanks, Ron. Thanks, everyone.